According to Buddhism, plants have no mind or consciousness. As a Buddhist monk, I say they have no consciousness, but I don't know. It's difficult to tell. I think we need to investigate further. Some people say that plants have some kind of feeling or cognitive power. Even without consciousness or mind, their very existence is based on the cooperation of each particle and cell. Each particle has a special duty or role, and all the particles work together to allow the plant to survive and develop. Similarly, the function and existence of the world, the planet itself, even the universe, depend on cooperation. Different parts of the human body work together, allowing us to function effectively. Our existence and survival depend on the cooperation and coordination of these parts. Take, for instance, the human family. In the absence of cooperation and understanding, parents and children are always fighting. The same is true of quarrels between couples. Cooperation is imperative for a healthy family, body, society, and nation. How does one develop cooperation? By force? Impossible. So what is the alternative? Voluntary actions, altruism, and showing concern for the welfare and rights of others. These need not be considered sacred. They are in one's own interest because one's survival depends on it. For example, if you are concerned about other people and genuinely friendly toward them, then other people will also respond appropriately. I love smiles and laughter. If one wants more smiles in one's life, one must create the right conditions for it. Certainly not through anger, jealousy, extreme greed, or hatred, but through loving kindness, an open mind, and sincerity. If your motives are sincere, there is nothing to hide, and you get an open attitude in return. This is the real and proper channel of human communication, and not mere lip service. From my own experience, sometimes I find I can communicate sincerely even when I don't know the other person's language. But at times, it is difficult to be candid.